I'm glad that you've chosen to listen to our messages from the Presbyterian Church of Barnet. I'm Howard Gaston, the pastor, and I believe that God's Spirit will speak to you during this time.
So our scripture is from 2 Luke, or Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through verse 20. This is God's word. And there were some shepherds in the part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. For this day, in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this will be proved to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of angels appeared with the angels, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." Then the angels went away from them, back into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told him what the angel had said about the child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. Amen. Some time ago, I was at the school subbing, and I was talking to one of the other teachers, and we were just talking about little things about the school, and one of the things that conversation came up was his experience one time in being in that school, the Barnet School building, at night. And he was like, "Oh, it's just kind of creepy being in here at night by yourself." I said, and I turned to him and I said, "You want creepy? Come into a church late at night. That's creepy." And his eyes just got real big and he just shivered like, "Oh my, yeah." It's almost like he couldn't imagine being inside the church in this place that, you know, is a sanctuary, a place that's safe, a place that we worship God, but yet when all the lights are turned off, when it is dark and you can't see very well, there's a creepiness about it. And there is this sense that no matter how sophisticated we are, no matter how many artificial lights we can put up in our lives, we still are afraid of the dark. Can you remember a time when, as a child, you were afraid of the dark? And even though, again, we are grown, we are older, many of us, we still have, how many of you have a flashlight next to your bed, just in case? We still have this fear of the dark. And it's something that has been going on for generations and millenniums. People before they had the benefit of artificial lights dealt with the darkness more than we had to, lived in the darkness more so. And in our story today, we have this picture of the shepherds in the dark. And again, this idea that it was dark back then. I mean, they didn't have the city lights reflecting up, you know, so you couldn't see the stars. I mean, the only light that they had was probably a campfire that they used for warmth as well. But within 10 feet of that campfire, it was dark. And darkness for them, even still for us today, holds kind of this mysterious creepiness. There's things in the dark that we don't like, things that we don't know. And for the shepherds, there were things that they did know that were in the dark that could kill them. But also throughout the generations, there's always been kind of this mystical sense that the darkness holds evil. Vampires come out in the dark. Werewolves come out in the dark. You know, magic happens in the dark. Even the Saxtons called nighttime the death mist. So there is a lot of heaviness around the time of night. And I think in our story today about the shepherds, we kind of gloss over that they were in the dark as they heard the angels come down. And I think there's some significance in that because, again, why didn't the angels show up during the day for the shepherds? Why is this story set that they're out in the field in darkness watching their sheep? Now, we all know that the shepherds are kind of this picture for us of the poor and the oppressed people being shown that God has come to the world through Jesus Christ. And that the message for Jesus, about Jesus, is not just for the rich and the powerful, but for the lowly, the poor, the common, ordinary person. And so we've talked a lot about that, but I think there's a glimpse also that we miss in that they were in the dark. There was darkness around them. And so I take it literally, it was at nighttime, but also symbolically, metaphorically, I think that the shepherds represent people who had to live with darkness in their lives. Because not only were the shepherds among the poorest of people in that region, but also they were among the people that had probably the least reputation. They were sheep herders. They were shepherds. No offense to people who have sheep. But okay, well, maybe. No, I'm talking about it. But shepherds were not well-admired people in that culture. They just were not good people. That was kind of the lowest job you could get. And so these shepherds lived not only physically at night in the darkness, but they also lived with darkness in their own lives. Whether it was their reputation or whether it was the sins that they lived out, whether it was just who they were connected with. But they were people that lived in darkness. And darkness surrounded them. And for me, we take a step back from that and think, each and every one of us have that darkness in our own lives. We don't like to use the word much of sin in our lives because it makes us sound like we're awful people. But every one of us has that darkness, that thing or things about us that we don't like, that we're not proud of, that we don't bring out into the public light and say, here's something that I have done in my life. We keep it hidden, don't we? It's in the dark. And so, like the shepherds, we have this darkness around us. And we also, like the shepherds, kind of cling to the light that we have created. Now, it doesn't say this in scriptures, but I kind of assume that, you know, here's this fire that they have around them, that they stay close. That's their light they made. That's their sense of protection. That's their sense of security. And yet, it didn't offer them complete security. So they were in darkness. And we live not only ourselves in darkness, but we live in a world that quite honestly is a dark place. All you have to do is look at the news every day. A church collapse, a bomb blew up in Cairo, killing 22 people at a church just this weekend. Over and over and over again, we see darkness at work. And I think the shepherds not only sensed that they had this internal darkness in their lives, but they lived in a time that was dark for them as well. They were oppressed by the Roman government. They were controlled by them. Economically, they were never going to do any better than what they were doing there in their lives. They were stuck. So there was a whole world system around them that for them was dark. Life was bleak. And so here we have this picture of these guys sitting around their own created light. And the Bible tells us this great light shines upon them. And they are terrified. Now, I just want us to stop there for a moment and ask, what do you think the shepherds were terrified of? Sure, they were terrified that they saw angels, you know, standing out there in the middle of the night. All you're expecting is to see some sheep and maybe, a wolf that would scare you. But when an angel pops out of nowhere, that kind of scares you. But more so than that, think for yourself, if a holy angel who sits before the presence of God stands before you, I don't know about you, but the first thing that comes to mind is like, okay, what was I doing when this angel showed up? Was I being good, or what does this angel know about me? And I'm sure the shepherds, the first thing they thought when they saw this angel was, what sin are we getting punished for? What retribution is God placing upon us? Because they knew they lived in darkness. So they were terrified for themselves and terrified because they lived in this darkness and terrified that now this light came in and was shining on their lives, and they weren't sure about that. And so I love what the angel says, and I have to be honest, I need to practice reading the scriptures out of this Bible, because when I'm using a different translation all week and I start reading this, and particularly the Christmas story, it's still King James in my head, but that's something I have to say. But when in this translation too, it says, the Lord appeared to them and the glory of the Lord shone around them and they were terrified, or the King James says, sore afraid. And the angel said, do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Do not be afraid. Right there, I think there's, in that, just that phrase is a phrase of grace, a phrase of unconditional love. Because I think the angel knew what the shepherds were thinking. They came up and they're like, look, don't be afraid. We're not here to condemn you for what you've done. We're not here to pick out all those sins that you've committed. Do not be afraid of God's presence right now. Because this is a message of grace and unconditional love. So don't be afraid. And I think for us, the lesson there is sometimes when we encounter, particularly in this Christmas season or whatever season it might be, when we come before God in our own personal time, or when God speaks to us, or in a sermon, in a worship, immediately our first response is, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be in this place. I'm not worthy to receive God's love. I'm not worthy because of the darkness in me. And the message that we hear over and over again in the Bible is, do not be afraid. And for me, it is a message of grace and unconditional love. Don't be afraid to stand before God. The book of Hebrews has this great quote saying, we can stand before the throne of God with confidence because of the grace he's given us. Now, all honesty, do you feel like you could stand before God's throne with confidence? If there's a hint of, I'm not sure, it's because we're trying to put a condition on it. And because of Christ, there's this grace and unconditional love and acceptance that starts this off. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. The shepherds are like, this good news has come to them. And so, the bad news is there is darkness. But the good news that we look at is that the shepherds who are in the midst of darkness hear from the angel that this good news has come, that there is a Savior born to them, and born to all people in the city of David. Now, I love, in a sense, again, their story as it continues to go on. Because as they are terrified, as they get this word, they then begin to have a choice. Because here's this good news. It's come. It's here. Christ is born. And this simple phrase, they say, well, let us go see this thing. I love how they worded that. Let us go see this thing that has been told to us. Now, the shepherds could have stayed in their darkness. They could have stayed around their own created light, their campfire, and said, now that was weird, and done nothing. They could have stopped and not received the grace that God gave them, not received that unconditional love, not have seen the Christ child. But they made this choice, this decision to go to this place, to see this child. And when they went there, they were changed. Now, I find this fascinating because when they went there, all they saw was a baby in a manger. But yet it was a confirmation of what the angels had told them. And so they put it together and they left there praising God and already living within this grace that God had given to them through Jesus, which wasn't really going to happen until 33 years later. This huge gap in between, but yet the shepherds left singing and praising God for the faith that they found in Jesus. So one of the questions we have to ask ourselves, several of the questions we have to ask ourselves this Advent season is, what is the darkness you sit in that you are surrounded by? Your own personal darkness, the world darkness around us. And are you trying to illuminate it with your own light? Or have you heard the good news that is for all people, that a Savior is born? And are you willing to leave your light to see His light? Let's pray. God, we come before you today, and we certainly come before you as we do in our worship time and confess to you our darkness and how we live within that darkness, how we struggle with it each day, whether it's our own personal lives and struggles or the world around us. But Lord, we thank you that the shepherds remind us that there has already been a light that has come into this world, that we do not have to be afraid. For the good news is that Christ has come into this world and has come for us and for all people. And so, Lord, guide us in that. Help us to leave our own fires, our own light, and see this thing that has been told to us. Amen.
Well, I hope these messages have been a blessing to you for your life. And if you need any more assistance, be sure to contact the Presbyterian Church of Barnet in Vermont. Thank you.